All right, it is 7:32 on Friday evening, and that means time for Local Motives here on WMPG. My name is Josh, and with us tonight is Jason Melanson.
Hello.
Try that again.
Hello.
There we go. I said that right this time, right?
You did, Melanson.
I can barely hear you in here. Maybe I turn the music off there. So, welcome to WMPG, and thank you for being here tonight.
Thank you for having me.
You've just released a CD, and you got some shows coming up and things, right?
Yeah, I'm playing at Blue next Friday night, 8 o'clock.
All right. But in the meantime, we'll play some music, right?
Yeah, we got a bunch of songs lined up for you.
Okay. Then I think we should just go right in, and then we'll chat in a few minutes.
Sounds good.
All right.
Candle here, fire. fireplace. You took me in your warm embrace the whole time.
Jason Melanson here in the WMPG studio. Did you just do three songs?
I did two.
Oh, okay.
Felt like three?
No, no. No, I had three as the marker line myself. But So the songs were The Trick and Penny Wishin', if
right.
you're going in order, right?
Right, right. Penny Wishin' is the first track off the new single on In Shambles.
Which is a very nice paperboard
CD. Homemade production,
yeah. I love it. And so you just put this out last month?
In August. End of August, it came out at Bull Moose. And it just came available online at bandcamp.com.
Nice. So people can go. They can get it online. They can listen to the whole thing. They can go run out to Bull Moose and get it.
That's true.
That's what I like to hear. So do you want to talk a little bit about how you went about recording it?
Because
I think it's pretty...
Yeah,
great.
I mean, I hadn't really had any prior experience in mixing or producing a record. I just kind of woke up one day and said, I'm going to, you know, do what I can with what I have. And I had a 4-track Bosch recorder that my brother had bought for me. And it was pretty much, you know, I recorded all the tracks on my own. I did the guitar, piano, bass, vocals, background vocals. It's kind of a tedious process, but recorded 11 tracks for the CD, wrote about 50 songs. but I kind of just, you know, pick and chose the ones I thought fit lyrically and put together for a cohesive sounding record.
So doing this all by yourself, and did you choose the songs before you started recording that you were going to do?
Or? No, I just, I started writing about 3 years ago. And I mean, the songs were kind of all over the place. I just kind of wanted something that fit lyrically. A lot of the songs on the record have to deal with, you know, relationships, mostly the bad parts.
The best ones do.
Yeah. Which kind of gave it the title In Shambles. It's kind of about this guy who's going after this girl, and by the end of the record, it's not good news for him.
So how long would you say it took you to record? Because I mean, it's not just you and a guitar on here,
right? Yeah, it sounds like a full band.
Yeah,
I played it for my friend, and he sounded like a one man monkeys. yeah, it took me about, you know, a year or two to record it.
Yeah.
3 years to write, you know, all the songs. I already have enough material for, you know, a follow-up record, but
there you go.
Yeah, it's been a learning experience.
Yeah, I bet. And your first time, you did it all on your own too.
I did it, yeah, all my own, yeah.
Right down to the lettering on the CD.
Yeah,
itself.
My wife helped me with the lettering and the packaging and whatnot. It was fun little project.
Yeah. So the next song we're going to hear, is that on here? Yeah.
Yeah. This is called On the Line.
All right.
And it goes like this.
Great.
We got nickels in the nightjar. We got things to keep us warm. Oh,
So that's on the new record. And this one isn't on the new record. I wish it was, but this is a song by Mr. Paul McCartney. It's post-Beatle era called Junk.
Madonna, broke Madonna.
Jay Melanson on Local Motives tonight. Did you just put your own song in the middle of the Paul McCartney song?
I did. I finished the McCartney song and went right into January. Yeah,
gotcha. I'm sorry, I'm stuttering.
That's
but,
okay.
Like when I was listening to your songs beforehand, the melodies reminded me of the Beatles, definitely.
Definitely a heavy influence with McCartney, Lennon.
Yeah. I'm glad you picked McCartney.
Yeah, thank
honestly.
You. Thank you.
I like John Lennon okay, but...
Yeah.
And January is on the CD here.
It is, yeah.
So, in shambles, in Bull Moose now, online. What's the Bandcamp address?
Jason Melanson at Bandcamp.com. Okay.
Do you have a Facebook page?
I do, yeah. Jason Melanson Music on Facebook.
All right.
Check it out.
I'll be sure to put it up and link to it when we do that.
Awesome.
So you said you've been working on this for a few years. Were you doing music before you picked up a guitar and started doing this? Or?
Growing up, I played the drums for my brother. Essentially, we played around Rumford where we grew up, and we played a lot of older classic stuff, Led Zeppelin, played some Green Day at a talent show before, just the two of us. When I went to college, couldn't really play my drums at the dorm, so I picked up a guitar and started playing. My brother actually taught me how to play and just kind of took off from there. Years ago, I actually I recorded another CD called Last Call, and I kind of just gave it away for free for my friends, so I figured this time around I'll...
I saw the cover for that, then you handed me this, and I was a little confused. But that one's not available.
It is. I haven't really finished. I mean, those were kind of mostly demo songs that I kind of just gave out.
So you said you had written about 50 songs.
I have, yeah.
Have you recorded most of those in one form or another? Or?
Yeah, they're pretty much in rough demo form, and I know the directions of the songs I want to take them. I just getting around to doing it's going to be
right. Do you put a lot of work into? I'm not saying the songs, but the recordings of the songs. I mean, aside from the fact that you record everything when you do the song, but I mean, taking it from demo to a finished form, do the songs tend to change a bit?
Yeah. I mean, ideally, I think I would benefit more maybe from putting out an acoustic. I mean, if I'm going to be doing the work on my own, maybe just doing an acoustic album, but I get carried away. I just want the full sound on record. And, I've learned a lot doing it. I'm getting better each time I think I'm doing it. Next go around, I might actually seek some other hands. Getting better every time.
No, I think it's great.
Awesome.
It's refreshing to have something that was totally crafted by you from start to finish, you know?
Yeah.
Rather than...
studio magic.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not saying that I don't love things recorded in a big studio, but I really think it's nice to hear, you know, to have something
organic.
That personal and just a little different. Yeah, you know?
I appreciate it. Thanks.
That's just me. All right, so while we're at the top of the hour here, I'm going to read the weather real quick if you need a little sip of water or something. Right, so the weather. Tonight, cloudy, patchy fog, lows in the mid-50s, slight chance of rain. Tomorrow, Saturday, areas of fog in the morning, mostly cloudy, 50% chance of showers, highs in the upper 60s. Saturday night, cloudy, showers likely. Chance of showers after midnight, lows in the mid-40s. Sunday, mostly cloudy, 50% chance of rain, highs in the upper 50s. Goodness. Columbus Day, mostly clear, highs in the upper 50s. So, a couple more days of rain here, and I don't know. Hopefully the beginning of next week we're kind of out of the rain. I hope. Kids are driving me crazy. It is just about 8 o'clock. You are listening to Local Motives on WMPG and W281 AC, Gorham, Portland. Southern Maine Community Radio from USM. Maybe you're listening on 90.9 or 104.1. Or if you're near a computer, you can stream at WMPG.org. If you're listening to this, you probably know one of those things already, though. So, it's 8 o'clock, and we've got Jason Melanson in the other room here. And I have your microphone back on.
Awesome. Yeah, I can hear it now.
Oh, could you not hear me?
I couldn't hear myself.
Oh, right. That was the plan.
Yeah.
I meant to do that.
That's okay.
But now we can hear you.
Sounds awesome now.
And now a song?
Let's do it.
Or two?
Yeah.
All right.
This is another track off the record. It's called Sleeping It Off.
Thank you.
song. This song's called Half Chance.
That was Half Chance,
yep,
right?
Yep.
And that and Sleeping It Off are both on the album.
Correct.
For anybody just tuning in, this is Jason Melanson live in the WMPG studios this evening. Thank you very much for being here, by the way.
It's a pleasure being here.
So you've got a show next...
Next Friday.
Is it Friday?
Yep.
My math.
The 12th.
At Blue.
Correct, yep. My first time playing a full show there. I played there earlier this summer as part of a songwriting competition. Met a lot of great local artists, but my first official show.
And starts at 8 p.m. for anybody interested.
Yep.
So the songwriting competition.
Yeah.
I saw that Blue is doing it this summer. I didn't get out, but... So what's the format of that? How does that evening go?
Well, basically, you sign up, and there's about, I don't know, 8 or 10 artists who perform. They have a secret judge in the crowd, and it's kind of fun. But they pick two performers to go to the finals against each other, and they kind of compete against each other.
Nice.
And they give a money reward to the winner.
Who else played that evening?
Eric Nielsen from Rural Ghosts performed. Eric Betancourt was the secret judge, which was kind of cool.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, that album has spent a lot of time in my CD player
this
year.
He's awesome.
And he's got one more show left before he moves away.
I know, so sad. It's
too big for us.
Hopefully he'll be back.
I'm sure he will. Everybody comes back. So Eric Betancourt, what other local artists are you into?
I'm a huge Spencer Albee fan.
Nice.
I've got a few opportunities to meet him, and I know he's got a new CD coming out that I'm pretty excited for.
Yes, me too. I was so disappointed when Space Versus Speed.
Yeah.
Well, they probably broke up way before I found out about it, but I made it out to one of their shows.
Yeah.
They opened for Fountains of Wayne.
Yeah.
And it was unreal. By the time they had finished performing, I figured I got my money's worth. Then I got to see Fountains of Wayne, too.
Yeah. Yeah, no, he, everything he does, I mean, it seems like every project he's doing something different, but still keeping that, you know, same cool vibe to his songs.
Yeah. Yeah, you definitely know it's one of his songs.
Exactly, yeah.
Except with the first single off the Space Versus Speed.
I Rock.
Yeah, I wouldn't have known it if I had just heard it. I don't think so. But, all right, so enough about other people's music. we're at, like, 8:10 here. At some point, I don't know when you want to do it, but I do want to play a song from here, from the album, because it does sound a bit different than what people are hearing tonight.
Yeah.
So whenever you want to do that, you let me know.
Yeah, I'll play a couple more, then we'll do one from the record.
Okay, sounds good.
Okay. This next song is kind of, it's one of the last songs on the record, but the album kind of builds up to it. It's probably one of my favorite songs that I've ever written. Definitely my favorite on the album. By this time, the guy is pretty much making his last plea towards his girl, and she's headed on her way, and he's kind of left in shambles.
Fall, I lose all damn faith in your heart. that's all I have to offer.
That one. This next song is actually on my first demo CD called Last Call. Funny story behind it. A group of my friends were at Ruski's, actually, in the Old Port, having a few beers, listening to the jukebox, and Elton John Daniel came on, and we kind of joked around, started singing into our beer bottles to my friend Dan, who, it kind of led to, it would be cool to have a song named after you, and it seemed like everybody there had a cool song named after them, but me, and my sister-in-law, Steph, who coincidentally spells her name with an F, S-T-E-F, and she was kind of bummed, so I'm like, I'll write a song for you. It's called Steph with an F, and I stayed up that night and I wrote it. But here's how it goes. It's called Steph with an F.
Do I have to spell it out for you? I can't believe in all this time you there's an F.
And was she impressed?
Isn't that sweet?
It's a very great, nice song, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know if she was impressed or embarrassed, but one way or the other, yeah.
but you know, I thought I could prove you wrong and Google a song called Jason or something.
There's nothing,
nope.
Is there?
Nope, no. I failed.
No.
So I'm sorry.
Jason and the Argonauts.
Well, that's what I was thinking, but no.
Yeah.
So, like I said, I want to play a song from the CD here.
Okay.
Do you have a preference, or because if it were me,
yeah,
I would play "Oh Madame" just because I like the title.
Okay.
Does that sound good?
Hit it.
All right.
I didn't have it on my list here either. So.
I checked.
Okay.
All right. So here then, from "In Shambles" by Jason Mellinson, is "Oh Madame." Or not. Hold on. Oh my goodness. There we go. So, that was "Oh Madame" from "In Shambles." I'm sorry, eyes.
That's okay.
So, and so, have you thought about, or are you considering a band to play out with?
Yeah, I'm always kind of keeping an eye out for people I'd like to play. It's just been hard trying to nail down my schedule. I work full time in the day, and I kind of just been doing this, you know, piecing some time together around my work schedule to do it. But I'm absolutely open to recruiting some people.
Yeah, I mean, the songs definitely stand up, just you doing them. But
I think that's a
big difference.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. I think it would come alive, you know, if I could, you know, play it live.
Yeah. But. No, it sounds great.
Thank you.
And so, let's see. JasonMellinson.bandcamp.com and in Bull Moose, too. And if you want to hear it live,
next Friday at Blue, 8 o'clock sharp.
Right.
And I'm also at Flask Lounge on October 24th, 9 o'clock.
All right. Sounds good. And so, let's see. It is 8:26. You got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I've got... Yeah. This is going to work out pretty nicely, I think. So... How about you do one right now?
Okay.
Because then I've got to come back on in a few minutes anyway.
Gotcha.
And we'll talk again.
Okay.
All right.
I'm going to do one my brother Corey wrote. It's called Strangers in the Sand.
Don't need any presents from your pocket. Tired of pretending to be surprised. You don't have to comfort me with how do you do. The truth's already written in your eyes. Here we stand, strangers in the sand, knowing that the end is close at hand. You don't have to tell me you still love me. Love is just a word you like to say. How can I believe in dreams when you win, you lose? Your mind's made for changing day to day. Or too tall, roads we'll never walk. All the time is ticking from the clock. You ask me what the future's holding. Can it hold you like I held you in the past? Hope you don't forget the way that I played the fool. Think of me in times you thought you'd last. Here we are, close enough so far, cursing what was written in the stars. Stand, strangers in the sand, knowing that the end is close at hand.
This program is brought to you thanks to the support of our listeners and an underwriting grant from the Portland Phoenix, Portland's alternative news, arts, and entertainment authority since 1999. The Portland Phoenix offers an all-local online auction site at thephoenix.com/auction. And just on the topic of support real quick, just want to thank everybody who donated during Begathon last week. Didn't quite make the goal, but pretty darn close. And we really appreciate your support and helping us keep everything running around here so that we can do things like bring you Jason Melanson this evening. You're back on.
Back on.
And so, let's see. That was Strangers in the Sand?
Yes.
You said your brother wrote it?
Yeah, my brother Corey wrote that. Yep.
And so is he still around and performing?
Yeah, he helps host open mic night at Rira occasionally with Evan Walsh. He plays there every Monday night. He's still working on putting out his own record.
But yeah.
He's an amazing guitarist, lyricist. I learned from him.
Great. So if you're just tuning in, 8:30, Jason Melanson's here on Local Motives tonight. Next week, going to have Tom Acousti here. So check it out, 7:30 p.m. on Friday night. We've got about a half hour left here and a few more songs.
Yep.
Want to do a couple and then come back and see what the time is?
Let's do it.
All right.
This is a song that if you download on Bandcamp, it's a extra track. It's called Honey, Leave Your Keys Upon the Table.
Honey, leave your keys upon the table. You ain't got a better place to be. Traffic's getting tight. Won't you stay another night? We'll iron out the difference tomorrow. Lady, don't treat me like a doormat. Shiny shoes always leave a mark. Headlights point in both directions. Only leaves me stranded in the dark. Mama, don't treat me like a baby. You'll only make me miss you when you go. Lately you just call me late for dinner. Feed me reasons why you never show. Keys upon the table. You ain't got a better place to be. Traffic's getting tight. Won't you stay another night? Lying out the difference tomorrow. Remember back when you were young. We'd always be together. Better days, I haven't had them yet. Sugar, don't shake me out of your window. Leave me there for all the world to see. Lately you just call me out over nothing. How is it you always disagree? Getting tight. Won't you stay another night? Lying out the difference tomorrow. Trouble don't follow close behind me. You always get caught up on my trail. It's looking like you and me forever. Advertising broken hearts for sale. Honey, leave the keys upon the table. You won't find anyone like me. Maybe I can buy back all your loving. If you don't want to give it up for free. If you don't want to give it up.
This next song is a cover song of a band that I'm absolutely obsessed with at the moment, Dr. Dog, who I just saw at the State Theater, and one of my favorite bands. They're amazing. But this is one of their lesser-known tracks that I think needs to be noticed. So I've been playing it at a lot of my shows. It's called I Hope There's Love. Thank you.
don't wanna fight. I don't see the point, we might never get it right. What would you think in the middle of the night? Pick another town, pick up and move. Once you burn your bridges down, until the point when we're lying on the ground and the whole world is out of your reach. You learn how to talk like a baby, you learn to walk the walk, but in the end it's just you. Did you learn who you are? Well, something broke, I can't see the mend. And some things break before they bend. I hope there's love at the end of your day. Take you away. When you tell a lie, you look in the mirror, I see it in your eye. Who do you fool with the things that you hide? Is it for your sake or mine? Well, I can't wear your shoes, they just wouldn't fit. I got too much to lose. I'm walking so fast, well, you can't pick and choose the people you are. Well, I know an old man, and I know your face like the back of my hand. I hope today, baby, you will understand. Day, take you away. I hope there's love at the end of your day. Take you away. I hope there's love at the end of your day. Take you away.
And so that was a Dr. Dog cover?
Yeah, Dr. Dog.
So, Dr. Dog, the Beatles.
Yep.
Elton John inspired at least one song.
Oh, I love Elton John. Which one?
Well, Stuff with an F.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, right. Daniel, that's right. No, I love Bernie Taupin and Elton John. I've been into the band lately. Harry Nilsson, just watched his documentary.
Yep.
Interesting guy. All the old classic rock guys.
Yeah. So if you're just tuning in, we've got about 20 minutes left with Jason Melanson here. You can check out his CD online at jasonmelanson.bandcamp.com, or just go over to Bull Moose and pick it up. What else should the people know? Show coming up next Friday.
Show coming
Blue.
Up, yeah. Buy the CD at Bull Moose.
That's it.
No, no, really. I work at a bank. I don't know if they want to know that.
Well,
that's kind of boring. I don't know.
Office, you know.
Yeah, that kind of stuff. Banker by day, rocker by night.
That's right. It's the way to do it.
Yeah.
All right. So you've been playing around this summer.
Yeah.
Mostly just since, I mean, really just this year that you've been out on.
It took me a while to build up the confidence to not only, you know, write the songs, but to share the songs.
Sure.
A lot of people didn't even know I sang until you know, this past July, and I've been doing it for probably 12 years. So, I don't know. It's been all right, I think. A lot of people have been coming out to the shows, a lot of friends, and on Tuesday, Wednesday nights, you know, staying up till midnight watching me play, which is pretty awesome. I'm pretty psyched that this show is going to be on a Friday night at Blue. It'll be my first time playing in Portland on a Friday night, which...
Very nice.
Should be cool.
That's great. It's great that, you know, you've got people coming out during the week.
Yeah.
I guess that's one of the great things about Portland, though,
yeah,
is that
absolutely.
There's always something going on, and there are always people there to appreciate it.
And that's one of the reasons why I wanted to stick around Portland. Where I grew up, there's really, you know, not an outlet. You know, you go to the hotel and you can play a couple songs there, but there's no really, you know, nothing compares to the scene that's around here.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it's incredible.
Yeah.
Did you, just speaking of such things, have you seen the Be In Love video?
I saw it earlier today. That's awesome.
Yeah. I was pretty impressed.
Good work, Dominic and Lucid.
Yeah. And everybody else.
Everybody else involved.
All right. So, another song or two?
Yeah.
All right.
I'm going to do... This is one I wrote for my... I just got a new puppy a couple months ago.
Excellent.
And this is a little love song I wrote for him. It's called Rainy Day Companion. Not really a love song. Song for my dog.
So I have to ask, did you play that one after the Dr. Dog cover?
Ooh, yeah. I didn't make that connection, but I just did now. But clever.
I'm all about,
you're all about
clever,
it. Yeah.
I guess.
Yep.
So, all right, so we've got 15 minutes.
I got more songs if you
need
Okay.
to. Yeah. However you want to do it.
Okay. I'm going to do another original, and I got a Beatles cover I can do. Do that?
Yeah, sounds great.
All right. So this song hasn't been worked on, really. It's a song that might be on my next CD. It's called Kiss and Tell.
Saw you in the park, filling drinks out on the sidewalk, walking home after dark. Did she eat up all your sweet talk? You broke all the rules once you finally got to first base. It became a game for fools, where we all end up in last place. The deal had already been made. Water's all been drained from the wishing well. The tears had already been sprayed. Secrets that we trade when it's kiss and tell. Put you in the mood. All it really took is cheap wine. She meant to intrude, convincing as she crossed the line. The deal had already been made. Water's all been drained from a wishing well. When it's kissing time, looking out a window at a sunny afternoon, and I could sing you a song like Brian Wilson. You're in a book you made for two. Sail away from. Put you in the moon. All you really took is cheap wine. Seeming to intrude, convincing you to cross the line. The debts had already been paid. Nothing more to say, but I wish you well. When it's kiss and tell, a deal had already been made. Nothing more to say when it's kiss and tell.
So yeah, like I said, I'm gonna do a Beatles song. Here, we got 10 more minutes.
Is there anybody going to listen to my story all about the girl who came to stay? She's the kind of girl you want so much it makes you sorry. Still you don't regret a single day. Oh girl, girl. When I think of all the times I tried so hard to leave her, she would turn to me and start to cry. She promises the earth to me, and I believe her after all this time. time, I don't know why. Oh, girl.
Jason Melanson here on Local Motives. That was Girl.
Girl, yes.
By the Beatles.
Yes.
So you got your McCartney and Lennon in.
I did. I had to squeeze it in.
Yeah. It has to be fair.
I know.
So thank you very much for coming in tonight.
Absolutely.
This has been great. And I definitely recommend everybody check out the album In Shambles at Bull Moose or jasonmelanson.bandcamp.com.
Yep.
Where you can find them on Facebook. And, you know, each week we do the show, and the following week we post it online at localmotives.org. So, you know, you add that to your news feed, it'll pop up. There will be links there to whoever's playing. And you can go back probably about a year and a half now, almost a year and a half, I think. And every now and then I dig through the shelves back here and
nice.
Find something old, like the Lincolnville that I put
awesome.
Up this week. But at any rate, Jason Melanson, thank you very much for being here.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
We've got a few minutes still before Rob is here with Stay Rude. If you've got another song, sure. All right. Why don't you then play us out on one more song? And if there's still time, I'll fill it.
All righty.
All right. Thank you.
It's you and
Hey, Jason Melanson, thank you very much for being here again. And check him out next Friday night at Blue around 8 o'clock if you're not listening to Tom Acousti on Local Motives. No. But yes, thank you for being here. It's been great.
Awesome. Thanks for having me.
You guys stick around for Stay Rude with Rob. And in the meantime, I'm going to play a song I didn't get to play last week. This is by a local artist by the name of Manny Verzosa, who sadly is no longer with us. And the album's extremely hard to find, as I found out. But anyway, Color of the Sun.